comes to meet his friends. This year should be a special schus for Yitzchak ben Chana, bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadav. We're basing this year on the Sefer Avos Avraham and Siman Zayin. The Rambam, in the second parak of Hilchos Isurim, is Be'ach, Halacha Yud, writes, Behemah shenol de'bachas min ha'trefas ha'osus osa. Be'achila asur lekav mizbech. If a behemah is a trefa, you're not allowed to put it on the mizbech. Harei oimer ha'kriveh on ala pechasecho. Ha'yir tzlacha yisa panecho. Are you going to bring this to the important minister? Is it going to be desired? Is he going to be accepted? The Kesef Mishnah writes, in other words, this is the pasuk, Hakriveh on ala pechasecho, that you shouldn't bring inferior korbanos on the mizbech. This pasuk in the Navi. Kesef Mishnah writes, Mashkas Rabbeinu Omer Hakriveh on ala pechasecho, Yesh lo tamaya, Shaharei Toris Kohanim, Perek Bab de Truma, Darish Shu Omer Menah Bokar Lamata, etc., Lohitius Atrefa, Mashrish Menah Taru. In other words, the Gemara has a Jerusha that tells you that Isser Trefa Lamizbeach is a Din Doraisa. So if it's a Din Doraisa, then how can the Rambam say that it's learned from the Pasuk of Hakriveh Ona Lefechasecha, Ayir Tzcha Yisa Panecha, Amar Hashem Tzvakos, Pasuk Malachi, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Ches. So how can the Rambam say, Frak the Kesef Mishnah, that the din is a din, midivrei Kabbalah, midivrei Navi, when in fact it's a pasuk? The Gemara darshins it from a pasuk. Uveperek pasur duchoros yalef to treif a pasuk lekarving zereshava. Another pasuk, another Gemara, that treif is pasuk lekarving as from zereshava. Ve'efshe shesover abenu, the smach b'amud the masmachul hu akra. Maybe the Rambam holds that it's just an asmachta on the pasuk. Inami dehachi ka'amar, or another possibility. Afilu lahaya ba iser min ha'tayra hayav leil posla mishum akriveh al pechasecha. Even if it wouldn't be asur min ha'tayra, it's tak asur min ha'tayra. But even if it wouldn't be asur min ha'tayra, we would ask it because of hakriveh. So those are the two terutim of the Kesef Mishnah to be miyashiv of the Rambam. Either it's an asmachta from the pasuk, or it's takadai raisa, and it's saying that had we not had a pasuk, then we would have learned it from hakriveh. So that the Kesef Mishnah says in the Ershta Teretz that it's a smach ba'alma, that it's samuch ala pasuk, so frek the Shara Melech in the 11th parak of Hilchos Shechita, that it's mashim from the Kesef Mishnah that the whole psul treifa lekarbon is only midrabbanan. Because if it's only in a smachta from the pasuk, then it's only derabbanan. V'harei b'sugya deroy v'chulin hanal. The Alfina does lean on Basar Ruva Midai Rais and Mikol Hani Karbanos Midalecha Shina Shema Trefa of Wim Kain Baal Korchach the Trefa Pasul Karb Midai Rais. So you ask, wait a second, you have the Sugyan Chul and Sugyan Chul, and says, how do you bring a Karban on the Mizbeach? Maybe it's a Trefa. And the answer is because we have a Din Dai Rais of Rov. So from the fact that we're not Choshish, that there's a Trefa, must be that we're Samech and Rov. So this is obviously Midai Rais. If we need to come on to Rov to tell us that mid-Daraisa you can bring these karbanos despite the fact that they're treifas, so it must be the Gemara's learning that treifas daraisa. That's why you need to come on to the Rov daraisa. So we match you the treifa daraisa. So vos zokt Kesef Mishnah that the Rambam holds that it's not daraisa. This can't be design because we have a Gemara that implies very clearly that treifa is daraisa. Chuvas chasim soifer yeridaya. Simon Ayin Beis Nitchak Ma'oiv B'Yishuv Divrei HaKesef Mishnah. Very Dochik himself to be Miyashiv the Kesef Mishnah. And we have to find some sort of Hesber here. So it appears fallos that Me'olam really Lo Alal Daito HaKadosh of the Kesef Mishnah, that this Isser Treifa LeKarbon is Al Takriveh Ona LePechasecha, which is only an Isser Rabbanan. That avada, that iser of hakriveu is taka and iser doraisa, and it's well known that there's a machlokas haposkin binyan divrei kabbalah is divrei kabbalah ki divrei torah damian olo to rei evan in megillah daf heamid beis, and that Chizkiya read in Tveri on the 14th and the 15th he's marich that he was machmir misafik and kriyas and megillah, so he's marich in the Turei Evan, And he says, "B'maskana mikol makom mistaberli the divrei Torah kishel Torah dami b'sveigal ahachmir kevan the kel echad amaran piyadun kol amaisim baruchu vein lechalik meinehem." He says that it's mistaber the divrei Kabbalah has a status of divrei Torah sveigal ahachmir. God said them both, and you can't be mechalik. Ayin sham in the Heilige Torah of an obazoi. This Isser of Hakrivei and Ola Pechasecha, which is Midivrei Kabbalah, B'Malachi, as we said, Perak Aleph Pasuk Ches, is an Isser Torah. So Zavada, the Rambam, also holds that this has the status of Divrei Torah, this Isser of bringing a treif on the Mizbeach. But even according to those Shitas, that Divrei Kabbalah is only considered Midrabbanan, like the Ran holds in Megillah, nevertheless, according to the Prima Gadim, and his Psicha Kolelis and Chelek Aleph Os Yotes, that maybe halbashis arumim, clothing the naked, is a din Torah, since it says ko amar Hashem, oneg v'kavod Shabbos and Yantiv, it says ki pi Hashem diber, is also divrei Torah. So here also, what did Malachi say? Malachi says, hakuveu nala pechasecha yirtcha yisa panecha amar Hashem tzvokos. So therefore, it must also be deraisa. So whether you hold divrei Kabbalah as gedivrei Torah, or whether you hold divrei Kabbalah as gedmidrabanan, but here lekulei alma is going to be midaraisa because of this chiddush of the Prima Gadim, that when it says koyamar Hashem and such lashonos, that gives it the status of divrei Torah as it does over here, where it says amar Hashem tzvakos. So it would appear a raya brura lezeh, that when the Navi says B'Shem Hashem, it's considered Dvar Torah from the Gemara in Menachos, that we learn Menabakar Lahoti as a Shreif of Frak the Gemara, V'Shreicha Mehofana, Mehochanafka, Mehosam Nafka, Mimashki Yisrael, Menamutir Li Yisrael. We have another source that has to be from, we're only allowed to bring on the Mizbeach what a Jew's allowed to eat, and Shreifa is not allowed to eat, so what do you have to come on to Menabakar Lahoti as a Shreifa, Nafka Menabakar, but not Shreifas? It's a miut, so we can also learn from Mimashki Yisrael and Amutir Li Yisrael. Send for the Gemara Tzrichi Di Mimashki Yisrael who Lemeute Hechad Elohai Sela Shas Kosher. So Mashki Yisrael is when it was never Beseder, never had a Shas Kosher. Maybe when it had a Shas Kosher, it's okay. So that's why you need Min HaBokar. Now, according to those poskim who hold the Divrei Kabbalah Lavki Divrei Torah Dami, what's the Gemara's Kasha Bechlal? Tepeklemi Mashki Yisrael. And we need to come on to the fact that Mashki Yisrael is only going to teach us when the law is the Lasha Shas Kosher. What was the Havamina to start with? What was the Havamina to start with? As the Gemara's Lashon is in numerous places, with the Karila Makarila. What's the Havamina? This Mashki Yisrael is only a Pasuk Midivrei Kabbalah and Yecheskel. Divrei Kabbalah is only Midrabbanan. So you need Min HaBokar Lahoitzi Yisetrei Vashiyasu Min HaTorah. So what's the whole give and take of the Gemara over here? That what do you need from Min HaBokar? You can get from Mashki Yisrael. Mashki Yisrael is only Midivrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah is Dirabbanan. Al Korchenu. These poskim will agree that divrei Kabbalah is lav kedivrei Torah dami when she doesn't say b'shem Hashem, but when it says b'shem Hashem, it's kedivrei Torah dami. Mashki Yisrael is num Hashem Elokim. Pasuk that tells us that it has to be Mashki Yisrael and Mutar Yisrael says there num Hashem Elokim. So that makes it into a dvar Torah. See, now the Gemara Shakel Tario works out very nicely that both are psukim midivrei Torah, so what do you need both of them for? So we prove that point. The Prima Gadim there writes that it's also a machlekes that the number of poskim hold that even midivrei Kabbalah that said b'shem Hashem, it's also only considered midrabanan. Then how are they going to learn that sugin menachas? Sarachiyam. It would also appear, says the Goyim Baal Abbas Avram, that it says Hakriveu Nala Pechasecha, but Zem like a mandapolik, everybody holds Hakriveu Nala Pechasecha is Midivrei Torah. Why? Because since the Navi is saying a svara, what are you going to bring? Inferior karbanas? Could it be? You're going to bring inferior karbanas to the king? Can't be. Ken is thine. So therefore, it's going to be daraisa. Why? Because svara is daraisa. Ksubis, chav beiz omad aleph, amravasi minayin lapesha asayim. Hua pesha hitir. Shemras biti nosati liish hazeh. Liish asra. I gave this group, this daughter, my daughter to this man. Man asr. Hazeh hitira. Vamali kfra. Svarahu. Hu asr hu shara. That's a svar. He asr or he was matir. Pesha asr wa pesha hitir. Svar is daraisa. Oichit bavakama men vavam beiz. Rishon bar Nachmeni. Minayin lamotzi michaver ol avaraya. Shem Rabal Dvarim Yigash Raya Elayim Maske Flor of Ashi. Bring a pasuk from Motzi Mechavel Raya. Svara, it's a svara. The Koiv Lokev also the Be'asi. If you have something hurts you, go to the doctor. So you see the hedge that if it's a svara, it's considered Dairaisa and you don't need a pasuk. Also in these you're going to bring a sick carbon, you're going to bring a lame carbon. Navi's saying a svara, and Memeila it's Kedivrei Torah. Therefore, even according to those poskim who hold divrei Torah is lavki divrei, divrei kabbalah is lavki divrei Torah dummy, here they would agree that it is kedivrei Torah dummy. So now, magai tzurik tzunem kesef mishnah. That the kesef mishnah says in his kasha. Umash kasev rabbeinu omer hakuvan al pechasecha yesh lo tmoir sher b'teres kranik shomer min habokar loyti yetz etreifa mashmish min ha-toru l'darish lo mikra. Not that he says that it's min haTorah because we darshan from a pasuk. It's not that the Kesef Mishnah holds that because of Hakriveu no, it's not also min haTorah. It's only also derabban. It's not true because of Hakriveu no, it's also going to be also deraisa as we said. But the Kesef Mishnah means to say that from the pasuk of min haBokar, it's mashma that min haTorah. It's also min haTorah. In other words, it's a pasuk min haTorah mamish. So why does the Rambam have to bring from the pasuk of Hakriveu Nola Pechosecha, even though it's also considered Daraisa? Since in Torah's Kohanim and the Gemara we learn from a pasuk of Min HaBokar, we have a pasuk Min HaTorah. We learn from Gezer Shavu. So once we already have that open pasuk in the Torah, why do you need to come onto this pasuk in the Navi, even though it's also Daraisa? And then the Kesef Mishnah answers, "Ve'avshus sov Rabbeinu d'smach d'almu d'masmach la'akra." Now is this drasha of min haBokar, or from Gzeir Shava that we learned the treif is min haTorah? It's only a smach ba'alma that it's min haTorah, and therefore, when the Rambam brings the pasuk, he brings the ikar pasuk. In other words, the Kesef Mishnah knew all along that it's daraisa, even from Hakriveh. But once you have a pasuk in the Torah, why bring the pasuk in the Navi? The Torah says is that the pasuk in the Torah is an asmachta dika pasuk, and the pasuk in the Navi, that's a mefurisha pasuk. So the Rambam went with the mefurisha pasuk, and it's also on the level of daraisa. That's the ikar, not the pasuk. That's b'taras asmachta. We have a dugma l'davar in the Gemara in Erevin and Avdalet Amid Aleph in a number of places. Shiurin chatzitzin u'machitzin halach l'moshe mi'sinai. Frak the Gemara, shiurin d'oraisa? What do you mean that shiurin and chatzitzas and mechitzas are a din in the Torah? It's halach l'moshe mi'sinai. It's d'oraisa. T'chsiv eretz chita sa'ira. Kol ha'pasak hazeh l'shiurim ne'emar. Chita, we have a din about chita. Hanichnas lebayis hamenuga v'chdei achi yishe v'chdei achilas pras paschitim seira etzim kiseira metame gefen kidei revius yain lenazir. Each of these shiurim is learned out from the pasuk. We learned ois from pasuk, as they say in the yeshivas. And the Gemara says that shiurim is ele hilchasaninu v'asmachinu rabbanan akroi. So the Gemara's conclusion is that really it's It's halacha mashmi Sinai, and it's just an asmachta on the pasuk. So that we ask shiur nadaraisa bal korchenu. It's not that we hold that if shiur ma'alacha mashmi Sinai, it's not daraisa. So lo yal al das klal the bevadai. Whenever it's halacha mashmi Sinai, it's daraisa. Like we see behedji and the Ramban in the Sefer Amitzus in a number of places. So bal korchenu. That the Gemara says shiur nadaraisa. Why do we need to come out to the halacha mashmi Sinai? We have a pasuk. Not that we're saying that, you know, we're imposing rank over here. It's better. It's better if it's from the Torah Lachal Mishnah Sinai. The world's going to be Daraisa. Just we have a pasuk. So what do we need the Halachal Mishnah Sinai for? Once you have the pasuk, and in that the Gemara says no. It's really bigger. It's Halachal Mishnah Sinai, and here it's just an asmachta. The pasuk is just an asmachta. But the Yikr Limud is on Halachal Mishnah Sinai. It's the same thing here with the Kesef Mishnah. That really it's daraisa, but not from the pasuk. The pasuk in the Chumash is just an asmachta. That's not the Ikar Limud. The Ikar Limud is from Makriveyu, just like the Ikar Limud of Shiurim is from Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. But it's really both. Now we go on to the second pasuk of the second teretz of the Kesef Mishnah, where he says, "Inami dochi kamar fil loy ba isr mina Torah, havalei lepoisla mishum hakriveyu no lepechas secho." So, if you understand like the Achronim in the Rambam, b'divrei Kesef Mishnah, that mishum hakriveyu no lepechas secho is only osur derabbanon. If so, this teretz is tamua b'yoser. Hafleva fele, meoid. How is it shaykh to say the Rambam didn't tell us a pasuk from the Torah? Because even if it wouldn't be usher from the Torah, it would be usher the rabban and alz hakriveyu and alapechasecha. Even a barbei rav de chad yoyma, even the shana alef guy in the first day of yeshiva, I would say the first day of Elul. Most of the American modern yeshivas don't start in Elul. They Rosh Chodesh, they start Shana Aleph a week or two later. So he comes in on Zayin Elul, and he's a beginner at this. He wouldn't say, hey, you don't have to tell us the Daraisa. You're telling us, even if it wouldn't be Daraisa, it would be the Rabbanan. You don't have to tell us what's Asur Min HaTorah. Belafachi, anyway, why tell us it's Asur Min HaTorah? Anyway, it's Asur Rabbanan. What sort of convoluted logic is that? That doesn't really make sense. How can the Kesef Mishnah mean that? You don't have to tell us it's Asur Daraisa, because anyway, it'd be Asur Rabbanan. And not only that, but whenever you bring in inami, it's because this the first teretz was dachuk, and the second teretz makes it more gishmak. But here, the inami doesn't make anything gishmak. The inami just makes us feel even less at ease. Elavadei hu adover asher dibarnu. That is exactly, says the Abbas Avram, or his name was Rav Avram Binyamin Koltanovsky, Zecher Tzadik Livrach, Zecher Chosid in pre-war Europe, Sfasemis. So hu adover asher dibarnu. That even because of Hakriveyu Na, it's also Asur Min HaTorah. Just the Kesef Mishnah Akasha. What do we need Hakriveyu Na since we learn it Min HaTorah? And on this, he was Metaretz, that Hachi Kamar, even if it wouldn't be Asur Min HaTorah from the Pasuk of Min HaBakar, we would also answer it because of Hakriveyu Na LePechasecha. So either way, it's Min HaTorah. And what's pshat in this teretz? Pshat in this teretz is like the Gemara in Yuma that we learned in a recent shir. That the Gemara says certain things you don't need the Torah for. Certain things you figure out on your own. You figure out on your own that you're not allowed to bring, you're not allowed to murder. Everybody knows you're not allowed to murder. You figure out on your own you're not allowed to steal. That's Shem Baris Adam Yashar. So also that's what the Lechari of the Kesef Mishnah is saying. That this is something that even had it not been written in the Torah, you would have figured it out on your own. It's a svar. What's the svar? Hakriveyu na lepechasecha. But either way, it's going to be daraisa. So now, b'siyata d'shmaya, we have a mahalach in the Kesef Mishnah. Mavur lanu mikol zeh, that the iser tshreifa lekorban is pasul. It's medvarim she'ilunin shelo nichtavu dinu sheyikasvu. Why? Mishum hasvara of how can you bring a tray for the gavoa? It can't be. Now, all the Rishonim ask, not all of them, but some of the Rishonim ask on the Rambam, how can you, the Rambam, say, how can you, the Rambam, say that Sveika Doraisa is Lakula Menatora when we have Mefurish Gemara and Chulin that the Gemara tries to figure out how you bring a carbon on the Zbech, it might be a Trefa, and the Gemara says, don't worry about it, we have Rov. According to the Rambam, what do you need to come on to Rov for even without a Rov? Sveika is Lakula. So what's the Teretz? What's the Rambam going to say? According to you, the Rambam, you're allowed to bring a treifa, a suffix treifa. So you're allowed to bring a animal's bech. Why does the Gemara have to come on to Rov? Why does the Gemara have to come on to Rov? The Gemara can just say, Pashut, that Sveika is Lekula Menatara. So the answer is that Lechora, the Rambam, can be Mechalik. Say, so you know when I said Sveika is Asur Menatara? Sveika Menatara is Lekula, excuse me. I said Sveika Menatara is Lekula when it's a purely Torah de Kalua. There you can go Lekula. Ein Lechel Chidusha, it's the Torah's Chiddush. But if you're not sure, then the Torah will allow you to be Mekel. But if it's something you can figure out on your own, Safek Ritzicha, Safek Zela. So there, Hadin Nosein, that you have to be Machmir. How can you be things that you could figure out on your own? So that's more chumer in our eyes, and that's more chumer in the world. Hashem made it that way, that certain things that we understand on our own are wrong. People are horrified when somebody punches somebody else in the face. How can you do that? But when he takes ribbis, they're shiny yidden who take ribbis. Ein ma lasat. I'm not justifying it. It's an isur d'oraisa. It's a laf chomer meod. People do it because they don't get why it's wrong, but they get why punching in the face is wrong. Why not? He's renting out his money, so take some rent for your money. Gave him 1,000, take back 1,100. So when we understand it on our own, it's more chomer. So there you have to be machmir in cases of suffik. But when it's a chiddush of the Torah, it's only if you know. But if you're not sure, then you can go lekula. So now that we've established that according to the Rambam, it's a svara. Treifa is a svara. Ooh, if treifa is a svara, then you have to go lechumra. I have to go lechumra by a treifa misafek. That's why the Gemara has to come on to Rov. Beautiful teretz in the Rambam. Probably never heard it before. This is not to say for that people are learning, but that's why we come and learn it together, and it's meridik teretz. And according to this derech, then we can answer another tamua dikazach in the Rambam. The Rambam says, you know why treif is asur? Because of hakriveyu nala pechosecha. Mashalei nizkar b'gemara v'loy b'shum makom. Why did the Rambam make this up? Not in the Bavli, not in the Yerushalmi. Umadua ozav atzadik es darku b'kan. Because of time edaiti dinavshe. Why did the Rambam make up his own reason? And not that the Kesef Mishnah says, even if it wouldn't be Asur Min HaTorah, we'd have asked of Hakrivei Ana L'Pechasecha. Okay, b'seder, but mi b'kesh zos miyetchem? Who asked the Rambam to make up psukim that weren't, not make up psukim, but to bring psukim that weren't mentioned in the Gemara? And the Rambam, we have a Gemara. So why does the Rambam have to do this? This is the Achronim. I'm really bothered by this conundrum. Why did the Rambam have to bring this pasuk? Could have just, you know, gone on the conventional road and brought the pasuk that the Gemara brings. based on what we said, it's gevaldik. Because the Rambam is answering our kasha. The Rambam is b'kavonas mechuvin. For the Rambam, it was shver. If it's a regular isidoraisa, then you go l'kula. And if you go l'kula, then why is the Gemara so bothered by the fact that you're bringing sofek treifas on the mizbech? Ain baya. Ain shum baya. Sofeka l'kula min haTorah. So what's the Gemara's problem? Why does the Gemara have to come on to Rov? So if the Rambam comes, the Rambam tells us, no! This is an Isra Misvara. It's an Isra Misvara. Maybe you need a pasuk to be matirit. You need a source to be matirit. What's going to be the source? You have to come on to Rov. Because Tam Sveik, because you're not going to be matir. So, Yesh laharich b'zeh me'od, and we are not going to in this shir, maybe in a future shir. And my only bracha to us is that, at least for now, that we should be zoicha lilmod ulilameit lishmor velasos ulekayim es kol divrei salmo toroso v'yahavo amen v'yamein shalom shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.